Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia endorses plans for a third round of talks on Syria. The United States and Russia appear to have bridged some of their differences on the issue. After meeting Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian leaders endorsed a plan for a third round of talks in New York this Friday to discuss a political transition in Syria.
There is absolutely no question that when the United States and Russia work together effectively, our two countries benefit, and we think also so does the global community.
Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating in recent months. As the United States limits its military engagement, the Taliban has been more successful in launching attacks on Afghan forces. New U.S. political surveys show billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump has gained strength in his race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The polls show an upsurge in support for Trump after he called for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. Meanwhile, Trump and eight other Republican presidential contenders are set to face one another Tuesday in Las Vegas, Nevada, for their last debate of the year. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session set for Thursday was called at the request of the United States. It is supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. This will be the first such special session for the group since April, when the Human Rights Council convened to discuss terrorist attacks and human rights abuses. This is VOA News. The United Nations opened peace talks Tuesday in Geneva in a bid to find a durable settlement to the crisis in Yemen. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed also announced the start of a week-long ceasefire, saying the goal is to make that halt in fighting permanent. It's not clear if Houthi rebels will abide by the halt. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved a resolution to end the investigation. The approval Tuesday came after IAEA Chief Yukiya Amano presented his final report on the matter.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the end of the investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said President Barack Obama has told the military of the need to accelerate the campaign against the Islamic State. And he said the United States is looking for more help from coalition partners.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
Carter spoke to reporters Tuesday before arriving in Turkey. A senior UN official warns that increasingly children are being killed, maimed, and recruited as soldiers in armed conflicts around the world. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Leyla Zerugi, the UN Special Representative of the Secretary General for Children in Armed Conflict, notes six ongoing major crises are putting the lives and futures of children at particular risk. She says tens of thousands of children are being killed and maimed, recruited as child soldiers and sex slaves, and forced to commit atrocities, mostly in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, Central African Republic, and in Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Nigerian army says it has taken into custody the leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria after that group allegedly attacked a convoy of Nigeria's army chief. Major General Adeniyi Odbade told reporters Monday that Ibrahim Zakzaki and his wife have been taken into custody after raids on at least three locations. Saudi Arabia announced Tuesday what it called a new Islamic military alliance to fight terrorism. That alliance would include 34 countries. It would have an operations center in Riyadh to coordinate military operations. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, started a two-day meeting in Washington Tuesday. Analysts predict the Fed will increase the benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.